This is the Wall Street update of the download edition of World Business Report on Friday, the 7th of October. I'm Roger Hearing. The impact of the flash crash was felt all the way to the US, as Chris Lowe of FDN Financial explains.
You know, sort of incredulity, I think, but also a certain amount of fear. The foreign exchange markets are big, they're liquid, and this sort of thing is not supposed to happen. But, you know, we've now had a flash crash in U.S. Treasuries. We've had a flash crash in U.S. equities. So maybe we shouldn't be too surprised. But it is a bit troubling that regulators still haven't figured out what the cause might be and how to prevent this sort of thing.
And I suppose the other story today was the U.S. job figures, which were kind of slightly disappointing but not terrible. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's actually a really nice way of summarizing it. 156,000 new jobs created in September. The market was looking for about 10,000 more. The discrepancy was government. Government hiring fell by 10,000, and that's actually nothing to worry about. It's just a change in schedules at schools. There are some schools that have teachers on through the summer now, so government jobs over the summer were a bit higher than expected, and now we're giving some of that back.
And that was Chris Lowe of FTN Financial.